whole goal was to help women understand who they were. And the most, the irony is that I don't even know really who I am as a person. And I'm going to be as honest, as blunt and as raw as I can, because some people try and put this like persona as this, as if I got my life figured out and follow me. Ooh, I don't know what that was, but follow me, you know, because I got it figured out. And in reality, it's like no one has. Hey guys, and welcome back to my podcast. If this is your very first time clicking on my podcast, I want to welcome you and I want to thank you for wanting to better yourself. So as you guys all know, this is going to be the second episode of Boss Up. And today we're going to be talking about something very different, and it's obviously going to be about me and my life experiences. And without further ado, guys, I hope you guys enjoy. Don't forget to follow me on whatever you're listening to. And I will see you guys in the next podcast. Bye, guys. So let's begin. Let's get started. This is the very first podcast that I actually talk about myself and kind of talk about my life on social media. And I'm very nervous because I don't know what to say. I don't know what to expect. I don't know if you guys will take anything that I've been through and kind of help yourself. So this is going to be a very mushy, very, you know, kind of a long podcast. So if you guys aren't used to stuff like this, then I would say, you know, watch listen to something else that you feel like is going to help you. But I kind of hope that my life helps you out just a little bit and kind of opens your mind to know like why I'm so passionate and why am I so, you know, have this calling just help women understand their worth as women. And yeah, let's begin. So it all started when I was about 13, and my parents got divorced due to whatever reasons. And I felt very lost. I was already dealing with a lot of emotions due to me being hormonal as hell. You know, we all know how that goes, you know, when you grow up and you just don't know how to deal with your emotions and stuff. So you kind of just deal with, you know, just, yeah, emotions. So my family got divorced around the age of 13 and we moved. If you guys don't know, I live in Florida. And just know this weather is bipolar. If you're thinking about living here, please don't live here because Florida is bipolar. Let me repeat that. Florida is bipolar. So I moved with my mom. I lived with her and my dad. They kind of separate their own ways. You know how it is. You know, the boys go with the boys. The girls go with the girls. So, you know, I just decided to live with my mom because I felt like she would kind of understand me more because she is a woman. And I've always felt like a man can never teach me how to be a woman because he's a man. So, you know, I was kind of smart, you know. I had some type of brain back then. Now, I think the Florida weather is getting to me. I'm confused as ever and I can't explain myself sometimes. So, with moving with my parents prior to the divorce, I kind of started going crazy. Crazy as in, like, I really didn't listen to my mom as much. I didn't care. I think it was all due to, like, the freedom that I had and the ability to do whatever I want and not get a consequence because I knew how my mother was. I kind of, like, understood how she operated. So I kind of found, like, loopholes in the system, you know, still got my ass whooped, but, you know, I kind of just didn't care anymore at this point, because, you know, it was like, why should I care if my parents didn't care enough to stay together, so why should I care? I kind of just could say I lost all respect for my mom and my dad, so I kind of started, you know, going crazy. So me, this is the first time I ever went to a public school because I was homeschooled half of all my entire life. I felt like Cinderella in a castle. You know, I never really knew how to talk to people. To this day, I still don't understand why I'm the most talkative social person out of anyone. And I was homeschooled and I was antisocial when I was a kid. So I still don't know how to this day I'm able to start a conversation. I think my 13-year-old self would probably spaz out if I told her that I would be having conversations with people now. So I went to middle school, you know, I kind of never experienced it. Yes, I was that awkward girl, didn't know much about it. Pretty ugly, you know. I'm not saying I was, you know, the most ugliest, but I was not attractive. That's all I got to say. I was not up to par. But besides all of that, I obviously started getting bullied because of my awkwardness and antisocial self. Poor you. And I kind of just started learning that we as women, we have it hard. And not to say that everyone else's life is just, you know, the easiest and just so my life is so much harder than yours. I'm not saying that. I'm completely not saying that. I'm just saying how, as a teenager, I didn't know much about myself. And to this day, I'm still learning things about myself that I'm just now learning. And one was social media played the biggest role in who I am today, because I remember starting, this is going to be funny because I'm going to say the word Facebook. I had started an account with Facebook, and I sort of, you know, started exploring, I guess you can say, and I started seeing people, and whoa, women can actually look like this, and like, whoa, that's when my fascination for like, this, I'm not trying to say this in like the creepiest way, but I'm trying to say this in like the right way without coming off like a creep. I started seeing other women more attractive than myself. And that sounds messed up because I used to see myself as this hideous, disgusting person, and I would see everybody else and I was just like, whoa, like women can look like that? Like, I don't even think I got a chance. Like, I always thought I was going to be like that girl who was just like behind the scenes all of the time. Like the girl who no one really notices because she's like awkward, and like I always thought of myself that way. It sounds horrible now. You can't really tell me that because, you know, I'm a bad bitch, so you can't really tell me that now. But I kind of just, that's when my fascination started becoming, it was like I started looking at women and just thinking like, women don't see their beauty, and if I could find a way where I can just show them or tell them how attractive they were from my perspective, then maybe women would understand that society lies to you, and that society tries to put this label on women that they have to look and be a certain way in order to attract the person that they want. And I've also learned while growing up is that you can't live life by planning. Like, you have to live the life that you want in order to, you know, enjoy the life that you want, if that makes any sense to you guys. So social media obviously played a big role because I just started scrolling, and of course I started having self-doubt and, you know, insecurities, and I started looking at myself a certain way, and then I thought, like, how many other women are feeling this way, and I'm only just 13. I'm only a kid. Can you imagine how many adults, like, I know, like, no one really, I know, I was a weird teenager, but I've thought of that, like, all the time. I was like, I would just look at people and when people will say, oh, how's your day? And you can look at their face and you can tell they're not doing okay. And they would lie to you and say they're okay. We all know a friend like that. When you ask them, yo, with like, are you good? And they're like, nah, yeah, bro. I'm like, so fine. And you're like, yeah, you're lying because I know you're lying. And obviously I wouldn't ask you if I thought you were okay. You know, people are just weird. But I kind of just understood that we as women and humans, like, we are, we would rather suffer and be alone yet complain that no one cares because we push, it's just weird, we push the people that care for us away, and then yet we complain that no one cares yet we push the people away. Yeah, we're just weird. People are weird. So all basically what I'm trying to say is, like, I grew up not knowing who I was, and that's kind of where my, like, drive to help other women understand who they were started. Like, it started that I really thought I wanted to be a pediatrician, and then I kind of did my research and I was like, the medical field is not for me, so we are not doing the medical field. No ma'am, no way. So I kind of started flipping and flopping through what I wanted, and of course as the years progress, I started dealing with depression. This is something I never diagnosed myself, but I kind of can tell that it was an amount, like an abnormal amount of being just not okay. And I wouldn't eat, I wouldn't sleep, I wouldn't do anything. And I kind of wondered, like, I always thought to myself while I was in these, like, this, like, moment, I would kind of think to myself, like, why do I feel the way that I feel, even though my life isn't as bad as it is, even though it feels that my life is bad, even though in reality it's not. And it all came down to, I didn't feel confident. I didn't have faith in my, I've never had faith in myself. I really can say I was the biggest critic towards myself. And that's why I try and tell women now, like, you can't criticize yourself when people literally don't visualize you that way. People are so quick to say, oh, I know I look stupid. And people are like, and I'm just like, whoa, like, no one said that, you know? You got to catch yourself when you start talking negative, because I used to do that all of the time. And I'm going to let you know, like, it was so toxic. It was very toxic because I couldn't even leave the house without, like, changing my outfits like 4 to 5 times because I thought someone would think this is stupid. And now it's like, you know what? If I want to be a hobo, like, I'm going to be a hobo. I'm going to be a cute hobo. If I wanted to come outside the house with a bikini top and just shorts, I'm going to do it because, you know what? I don't give a freaking crap, okay? Okay. I don't know what that accent was, but we're not going to say anything about it. But anywho, with just dealing with that, I just started developing who I am. I started reading. I do read a lot. A lot of people in my school know me as the girl who reads a lot because I just like to learn things that interest me, like when it comes to people and how the brain works. I think it was just all comes down to like how the brain works and how people can have an imagine, like people can imagine something that really didn't happen. But because you tell yourself so many times that it happened, you can like make yourself believe something. And I think it's called, if I'm correct, I think it's called people who lie to themselves all the time. It's called an habitual liar. So which means they continue to lie, and they lie for no reason, but they continue to lie because they don't know why. Oh, I had bars, but you know what? I'm going to be a rapper. Okay. I'm going to be a rapper, guys. But anyway, all jokes aside, but I just kind of understood that I was very fascinated in a lot of articulate things, such as like art and fashion and all of this stuff. And I kind of always wondered, how could I put all of the things that I wanted in one? And that was my biggest question to myself, was how can I put the things that I love and love, like have passion for, in just one thing? And it was so hard because society tells you, you have to be passionate about one. And it's like, well, what if I'm passionate about all of these things? Of course, you have to narrow it down and kind of like do this on your own time. But the best advice that I would tell you that I did was just sit down in my room in the middle of the night and think to myself the things that I'm passionate about, the things that I love to do, and the things I could do for free without getting paid for just because I love it, which I think that's called passion. But you know what I'm trying to say. You kind of just put it all down on a piece of paper and just figure it out. You know what I'm saying? And I soon just realized that my whole goal was to help women understand who they were. And the most, the irony is that I don't even know really who I am as a person. And I'm going to be as honest, as blunt and as raw as I can, because some people try and put this like persona as if I got my life figured out and follow me. Ooh, I don't know what that was, but follow me, you know, because I got it figured out. And in reality, it's like, no one has it figured out. No one has it figured out. Like, I have an idea of what I want to do, but I'm just taking a step in faith. You know, I'm taking a step in the unknown, the uncomfortability, because I don't know if this is going to work. And it takes people to trust me enough to believe that what I am going to do is going to work, you know, and that in itself takes people to trust me. And that takes faith. Again, that plays a big part of what I want to do, because I used to be scared all the time. Like growing up, I used to be scared. I used to never believe in myself. I used to never love myself. And, that played a big role in who I am today. Now I'm doing things that I'm comfortable with, because that's what you kind of learn eventually when you don't trust yourself often. So another thing, I feel like this is going to help as well, is I used to date a lot. And when I mean a lot, I mean a lot. I mean, there was never a time where I've never had a boyfriend, like never not have a boyfriend. And it destroyed me as a human being. It destroyed me emotionally, and it caused me to be very bitter and very cold-hearted towards people, and very selfish. I will say I became very, very selfish because of me being hurt. And oh my goodness, I remember the first time I got my heart broken, and ever since then, it's so sad, but ever since then, I always told myself I would never give my 100% to nobody, including a man, because anyone can hurt you. And it's sad to think that a 14, 15-year-old girl would say that. My problem kind of would be due to the fact that my parents did get divorced, and I guess you can say I had daddy issues, and I never wanted to, like, accept that I had daddy problems, because a lot of people were like, oh, you got daddy issues, and I was like, no, I don't. I just choose to do what I do because I want to do what I want to do, because nobody's going to tell me what else I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? Just a whole big mouth of full boo crap, you know? Because I just thought as a teenager, you know, I don't need no one. No one needs, you know, I don't need anyone to help me figure out this life called the life, you know? And for some reason, I just thought I could do it by myself. And for anyone who's dealing with, you know, dating and for some reason ending up with horrible men and people who treat you bad and, you know, horrible, just sit down and ask yourself, are you attracting the very thing that you're familiar with? Like, ask yourself that question. Are you attracting the people that treat you bad? Like, people are attracted to the very thing that isn't good for them. And that is called familiarity. And that is something that we as humans do. And I will say for the first time that it is very hard for me not to go back to familiarity. Or that's a word, I think. It's very hard for me to be attracted to the thing that is good for me because I'm so used to picking up the thing that isn't good for me. And I will say God has played a really big role and a big part of who I am now, because I was very lost, like very, very lost. And growing up in a Christian household, I kind of just felt like Christianity was like pushed down my throat, which is called religion, but I kind of felt like it was like forced upon me, and I didn't like that. So I did everything I could to rebel, such as do everything that I wasn't supposed to do. And the very first thing I did was go and find someone to fulfill a void that I had. And I come to realization that no one's going to fill that void unless it's God, or you come to a realization that you can't do this on your own without some higher being. Some, obviously, my being and my higher power is God. So I feel like in order for you to believe in any, to do anything in this world at all in general, I feel like you have to have a higher power, something higher than who you are and your existence, to be able to do the things that you want to do. And that I will say played a really big role in who I am. Because if I didn't learn any of these things, such as heartbreak, rejection, and isolation, and actually being alone and being okay with it, I don't think I would be the person that I am today right now. And that's why I want to tell people, if you ever in that season of isolation, enjoy it. Find out who you are. Be yourself. Be your real self. You know, attract the people that you want to attract. Accept what you are going to accept, and don't accept what you're not going to. You know, everyone has a season. Everyone is in different seasons, but we're all in a season, you know? So it all just comes down to having faith and being able to believe in the unseen and being able to walk in a path that you don't even know is going to work. And that's where faith comes in. And this is where, you know, stories evolve. So with all of that being said, my life has just been, it's been a rocky, very rocky mountain. Like, the climb to the top has been hard, and the climb down has been 10 times harder, because that's just life, because you never know what life is going to throw. And I've had things happen to me, and I knew it was only God, because everything that I've actually prayed for, I've eventually got. And I'm sitting in the prayer that I prayed like years ago. So everything that you're praying for now is not going to happen till later. But when you're in that season of what you prayed for, you'll understand that you had to go through what you went through in order to sit in the place that you prayed for. So yeah, that's really all I have for you guys, for my testimony and my life story. And I kind of hope this helps you understand and open your eyes to understand that being vulnerable is okay, and that being open-minded is definitely, it's okay. In a generation that strives to be the same, it's kind of, we gotta open up our eyes to reality and stop trying to live a fantasy life. And we are so quick to believe the lies than we are the truth. And why is that? If you ask yourself, why are you so quick to believe a lie? Because the lie is sweet and the truth is bitter. And the truth hurts because it's the truth. And no one likes to hear the truth because it hurts. And what do we as humans don't like? To be hurt. So I hope you guys, I hope this opened your eyes. I hope my testimony, I hope my life kind of just shows you that your life isn't, you know, you're not the only one. You're not the only one dealing with rejection and depression and anxiety and all these emotions that you feel like it's just you dealing with. You're not alone. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on whatever you're listening to this on. And don't forget to follow me on my social media at It's Priscilla. And I hope you guys enjoy. And I'll see you beautiful ladies in the next podcast. Bye, guys.